Are French harp and a Jew's harp the same thing?
No.
What's the difference?
French harp has notes and you blow it.
Mm-hmm.
Also the harmonica. But the Jew's harp is a little curve here, comes out with a little note in it.
Mm-hmm.
And it's got a place out here with a little knot on it. And you take and strike that with your hand.
Mm-hmm.
And vibration of that for you blowing that or against your teeth.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Makes you sound.
Okay. You know how to play that?
I don't know how to play anything but one thing.
What's that?
The Dickens.
Okay. What do you pound nails with?
This... two or three things that you could call that. The mallet,
mm-hmm.
the back of the hatchet,
mm-hmm.
or a hammer.
Mm-hmm. All right. Mm-hmm. If you had a wagon and two horses, what do you call the wooden thing between the horses?
The tongue.
And if you had one horse and a buggy, what are the
You'd
two?
You'd have shaves.
All right. And on a wagon, pardon?
You need this to go along with. Man and his wife was going to church. They'd been kind of laid out. Had fine pair of mules hitched to the wagon, the tongue between them. On the wagon seat, he was sitting as far over here as could and over here as you could. After a while, this woman noticed that there was, how those mules was pulling that wagon, how they were walking together and their heads clicking
mm-hmm.
together. She looked over to her husband and says, "Why can't we get along like those two mules?" He said, "We could if there's just one tongue between us."
Very, very good.
That's good.
I like that one.
Oh, that's good.
All right. Now, still the wagon. On a wagon wheel, you have the hub in the center, and then the spokes.
You have the hub.
Mm-hmm.
Then the building a wagon wheel, you fix your hub, and it has iron bands around it to keep it from splitting apart, you know.
Mm-hmm.
Then from that, you have your spoke.
Mm-hmm.
Then on the end of the spoke, you make a... use what you call a spoke shave, cut a little finger-like thing.
Mm-hmm.
Then you put a wooden rim if you're building a regular
mm-hmm.
wagon wheel. And in that you bore holes, and it's curved, and it fits on these spokes.
Mm-hmm.
See, it come down as far as this little place the spoke shave is cut it.
Mm-hmm.
Then you put that together. Then you measure your piece of iron, flat piece of iron, the width of the rim or the wheel, just a fraction over on each side, say 1/8 to 1/4 inch. And you find the size you want that rim. Well, you weld it together.
Mm-hmm.
And the iron stretches.
Oh.
When it's hot.
Mm-hmm.
And you get that a certain heat of that wagon tire. We call that a tire, that iron
mm-hmm.
piece goes around it. You put your wheel in a certain position here on a, we used to call them a bench or anything like that, where the rim would stick over. Then we'd take this tire while it's hot, and most of the time it'll smoke on that wood, make the wood smoke.
Mm.
And you've got a thing that's fixed with metal that you can pull that tire on
mm-hmm.
and take your mallet and peck it around.
Mm-hmm.
And quick as you get the tire on that, you take it to a vat of water. That vat sometimes is metal or sometimes it's cut in the ground. Just a hole there where you can turn that wheel around and around and cool that tire as quick as you can.
Mm-hmm.
That's the way you build a wagon wheel.
Mm-hmm. Okay,
buggy wheel the same way.
Did you ever hear of anything called a felly or a feller that was part of the wheel?
Mm-hmm. Well, I've heard that mentioned, but I don't remember now what it was mentioned for.
Okay. And then under the wagon, the wheels fit on the what?
The wagon axle.
Mm-hmm.
Then on this axle was a bolster.
What's bolster?